Begin the current daf, Masechet Zevachim, daf Chav Beis. Begin on the bottom of Chav Aleph and Beis, five lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues a discussion of the previous dafim, quoting a halacha that was mentioned on the Yud Tes and Beis regarding the puzzle, the psula of the avodah that we're talking about currently, which is regarding the requirement of being kiddush or damrek laim, having the kohen sanctify his hands and feet before he does the avodah, and if not, it invalidates the avodah. So regarding those halachas of the kir gufa, we had learned that Omer Bisur B'chanin, it says kol kir she'im bay kedei lekadosh arba kahanim imenu, any, if the kir does not have the amount of water necessary to require that four kahanim would be able to wash their hands and feet from it, im b'kachim bay, that doesn't have the requisite measurement in the kir to have any kiddush done with it. Shneimar says in the pasuk in Shemais, v'rachatzu imenu Moshevar Nevanu v'Goymer, as we had taught earlier, it says that Moshe Aaron, that's two, and the sons, which is another two, for a total of four, has to have that amount of water to be able to wash from. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Actually, Moshe and Aaron never served at the same time. So why is it saying that to tell us the amount of water that has to have in the kir, the amount of four kahanim, then one kohen could go ahead and do kiddush demerglayim from the kir? On this halacha, Masechet the Gemara asks a contradiction from the following brisa. The brisa says, kol hakelim mekadshin, every vessel could sanctify the water that's inside of it, that the kohen can be able to do kiddush dam reglaim from it, bein sheyesh pen revius, whether it has a quarter leg of water inside of it, or as ketin type of chav bezem enough, bein she'ein behen revius, even if it doesn't have a quarter of a leg of water, because although that wouldn't be valid for, let's say, netilas yadayim, but regarding kiddush as the brayso, you don't need to have a measurement. Ubavach, you klisharis, as long as it's a service vessel from the beis hamikdash, from the Mishkan, then it's going to be valid. So you see clearly from the Braisa that there's no shear, even the Revius who doesn't need to have for sure not the amount that requires for four kahanim to wash from it. So Amar Vad Barachi, he resolves the contradiction. He says, B'kedeach b'toichai. The Braisa is talking about where they went and they made a hole in the wall of the kir, of that vessel that has the water inside of it, and they stuck into that hole a small vessel, and from that vessel they would take and draw outside, which would draw from the waters of the kir, and then they would take out. That, you're right, doesn't need to have a measurement. But if it was a lone standing vessel, then you do need to have a measurement of four kahanim. The brisa that says you don't need to have a revius is if it's siphoning off from the kir. Yeah, that vessel, if you're washing from that one, that doesn't need even a revius of a loig. Now, however, the Gemara now asks, once we introduce the brisa to ask on this teaching of revius b'chanina, now the Gemara asks on the brisa. The brisa said, any kli sharis is fit to go ahead and sanctify the adam reglaim. It doesn't have to be specifically the kir. I'm hadas the Gemara, but v'homi menu amrachman, the Torah says in the pasuk v'rechatzu mimenu that they have to wash from it, which that sounds like specifically from it, from the kir, but not from any other kli sharis. How's the Braisa say any kli sharis is valid to be used to wash the hands and the feet? So that answers the Gemara. The pasuk says u'bekarvasam el mizbeach, that when they come close to the mizbeach, yirchatzu, they should wash their hands and the feet. Now, that's a superfluous pasuk, this yirchatzu, because it said previously in the pasuk, as we just quoted, v'rachatzu mimenu, and after that it says, bevayim el oil moed, that when they come to the tent of the assembly, and bekarvasam el mizbeach, when they come close to the mizbeach, it shouldn't say yirchatzu, that they should wash, because it's going back on what it said, the v'rachatzu. So what's that extra word, yirchatzu? Says the Gemara, l'rabbis klisharis. It's coming to include any service vessel, not just the kir, you could wash from that too. Now that is the Gemara, but yachi, but that, if that's the case, the yirchatzu is a ribui, so then klichel nami, even the unconsecrated vessel, should be also be able to be used for washing the hands and feet. How do we know it's only klisharis? Amabai, he says, no, klichel limits his armor. You can't say an unconsecrated vessel. We can know that it's not valid from a kavochemer, from the base that holds up the kir. If the base of the kir, which gets sanctified, meaning when they went and inaugurated all the temple vessels, the base of the kir, which is a separate piece that the kir is on top of it, was anointed together with the kir, and yet ein mekadosh, yet one cannot go ahead and sanctify the hands and feet from the kan. So klichel she'ein nimshachim, so an unconsecrated vessel which is not even anointed together with the kir, ein din she'ein mekadosh isn't a mekam v'chomer. Unlike klisharis, that is not anointed, for sure one cannot go ahead and mekadosh is darim reglayim from a klichel. And that's just the Gemara and Vekanaminol. How do we know, like we're assuming, that the base of the kir cannot be used to wash one's hands and feet for kiddush damaglaim? The time of Linda Braisa. Yudaim, he says, Yachil Yehikan Mekadish. You would think that one could sanctify his hands and feet, not just from the kir, but from the base. Kedech Shakir Mekadish, just like one could sanctify from the kir itself. And that says, Rabbi Yehuda Tam Alamin, the Pasuk teaches in Shemais, and it says the following words. It says, Vasisakir Nacheshes, Hashem told Moshe, you should make a kir made out of copper, Vikane Nacheshes, and its base should be made out of copper. So what we see from the Pasuk is, Lenacheshes Hikshasav. Only for its copper element are we comparing the two of them. In other words, we're obviously not making a hekesh. Rather, for what am I comparing the kan to the kir? Only that it should be made out of copper. Now, but the leila davar acher, but not for anything else. In other words, we see from the pasuk clearly that actually we do not compare the two elements, the two, the kir and the kan, for any other thing to say. Oh, wait a second. Just like the kan is, you could sanctify from it, so too, the kir that you could be mekadosh from it, so too from the kanai. No, from the fact that the pasuk had to say the word necheshes by kanai another time, he already said necheshes by the kir, obviously because we're not comparing the two of them, because if we were comparing the two of them like we do many times in the pasuk, they're said near each other so they have the same halachas, then why would we need to say the word necheshes? Then we would compare it for all halachas, like being able to be mekadosh from the kan, and also the fact that it would have necheshes. Obviously, the reason why it says clearly necheshes is to tell you only what it says explicitly that it's like the kir, like that it's made out of copper, for that they're the same. For anything else, we're not comparing the two of them. So we know from the pasuk itself that the kan, the base, cannot be used to be mekadosh. A kal v'chomer to a klichel, which is not even sanctified like the kir, for sure cannot be used for kiddush damik lam. However, on this kal v'chomer, the Gemara asks, Amalei mazut reberedev mari l'ravina. I says, wait a second, how is it a kal v'chomer? Malakana, yeah, what we find by the base, the reason why it cannot be used for Kiddush Demaglaim, is Shein Asla Taiche. It's not made to be used as a receptacle for holding things in it. It's only there to be able to put the kir on top of it. So therefore, it's not valid as a receptacle to wash from it. Time of Bikalichal, however, what would you say regarding unconsecrated vessel? That Shein Asla Taiche, it is made to be a receptacle. Maybe there actually you could use it for Kiddush Demaglaim. What's the Kal v'chomer? So the rather says the Gemara, a different reason how we know that Klichal is excluded. Because like we mentioned before, the pasuk says, mimenu, from it, which is lemu'utik klicha, which is excluding unconsecrated vessel. That says the Gemara, Yehoch, if that's the case, as our original question was, if it says mimenu, that you could only wash from it, which sounds like from the kir, so klisharis nami, so even the service vessel that is sanctified should also be excluded, you can't do kiddush from it. Says the Gemara, no, as we mentioned before, Harabi Rachman Yirchatsu, but there's a riba in the pasuk, it's including an unnecessary word to wash, which includes klisharis. Which you can ask the Mari, so what do you see? There's one inclusionary term, one exclusionary term. How do you know inclusionary is including klisharis and excluding klichel? Says the Gemara, because zed toin meshicha kamayu. Klisharis requires to be anointed with the shemen hamishcha that they had, like the kir. So therefore they're similar, and therefore that's what would be included. Zein toin meshicha kamayu, whereas a klichel does not require to be anointed like the kir, and therefore that's what would be excluded from the word mimeno, and that's how we know, like the Brisa said, as long as it's a klisharis, one could do, but a klichel cannot be done. Think on these halachas of kiddush from the kir, Amrish Lakish, it says, Kala mashim lulamei mikvah. Whatever completes for the measurement of the waters of a mikvah, which in Masechtas Mikvahs in the 7th parak in the 1st Mishnah, the Mishnah there teaches, yesh malin v'lei paislin, are certain waters that will complete the measurement of a mikvah, which has to have 40 saw, and it will not invalidate. And the Mishnah there explains what they are. So on that says Rish Lakish that whatever will complete the measurement of the mikvah waters, mashlim lemekir, so too complete the measurement of the waters of the kir, which as we mentioned before, has to have a certain amount of water, which is that four kohanim can do kiddush for any kohen to do kiddush. To complete that measurement, whatever types of liquids would complete a mikvah, which are not really kosher mikvah waters, but to complete the measurement, it's valid for a mikvah, so too would be valid for the kir. Now, however, lervias, but for the quarter of a leg of water that's necessary for netilas yadam when we wash our hands, for that ain't a mashlim. That type of liquid would not complete that measurement of revias. So the Gemara says, lamute mai. For what is Rish Lakish coming to exclude when he's saying that these types of liquids were not completed for the halach of netilas yadam? Ilei melamute tit hanodik. If you would think to say that it's coming to exclude liquidy mud, which, as the Mishnah teaches over the mikvahs, is one of the things that would complete the measurement of the mikvah. So, this liquidy mud is something that could be poured. It's not like thick mud that is a solid. It could be poured from vessel to vessel. If that's what you're saying is kosher to be mamale mikvah and also for the mekir, but by netilas yadayim for revis, it would not be valid to be mashlim this year. Says Gemara, hechidami. Well, what would the case be talking about? What is this liquid mud like? If a cow would bend down and drink from this liquidy mud, that meaning it's not really that thick that an animal wouldn't drink from it, then even for the revius from the tilis yadayim, as long as something becomes invalid from an animal drinking it, so whether if it's in a vessel or in the ground, it's pasul. But if it's not, if an animal would still drink from it, then it's kosher. So then even for the revius from the tilis yadayim, it should be valid. And the ein parashecha v'sheisim, and if a cow would not bend down and drink from it, not for the mikveh nami in the mashem, then even for a mikveh which is in the karka, which is in the ground, also should not complete because it's not liquidy. So how could we say that this would work for mikveh and not for the tilis yadayim? So El Rav says the Gemara, no lema'uti yavchushin adumin. The case that Rish Lakish is coming to exclude for the halachas and the tilis yadayim for the revias are these red yavchushin, which are like these types of gnats, mosquitoes without any wings that in the days of Rashi would grow at the bottom of the barrels of their wine that they had on the outside, which are these thin little mosquitoes. So too in the Talmudic times, it would grow from the water. So that has the Gemara, Philip Beinayu Nami. Then there, even if the whole mikveh is made from these yavchushin, the whole mikveh would be kosher. So that's difficult because the wording Rish Lakish is only these types of liquids that could be used to supplement, to complete the measurement of the mikveh, but not if we're not talking about a liquid that would make the mikveh. Problem is, if that's the case that we're excluding from Tilis Yadayim, then why would Rish Lakish say that these are only kosher to be mashlim, and they're even kosher to make the whole mikveh? The Tanakh learned the Brayser, B'Shimon Guli Lema, he says, Kol Shetchilas B'Riyasim in the Mayim, anything that's in its inception, its creation is from the water, like these Yavchushin, Mat Bilimba, you could even go ahead and make a mikveh to tevel in them. V'Amar Vitzchum Rav Dimi, he says, even Mat Bilim Be'inishal Dog, the fish that are created in the water, one could even immerse himself in the eye of a fish, where a very large fish, where if the fats of its eye burst open, and inside there's this fat in that hole, one could immerse in that. So the whole mikveh can be made for that, and it can't be the case of Shlakish Toma, because he's talking about only liquids that you can be mashlim and mikveh for. So my puppy says, he describes what the case of Shlakish is talking about. L'mu'ute nasin sa v'notl sa. What it's excluding from validity regarding the tilis yadayim is regarding a case that does work by mikveh, which means to put in a sa and take out a sa. So it's excluding those types, which the Mishnah teaches regarding the mikveh, that sometimes they will complete the measurement of mikveh and sometimes not. How is that possible? So the Mishnah there describes, for example, fruit juices or any liquid that's not water, and this type of beverage, temid, which when it ferments, where the Mishnah there teaches, what does it mean sometimes it will complete and sometimes not? So for example, if let's say there's a mikveh that does not have the measurement necessary yet, it has only 39 saw, it has to have 40 saw, and then a saw of one of these types of liquids like fruit juices fall in, then it's not going to fulfill the measurement of the mikveh, meaning it's not going to complete it, although it's not going to invalidate it. But sometimes it will be mala. Sometimes it will complete the measurement of 40 saw. How so? So the Tanan, the Mishnah Mikvah teaches, Mikvah sheyesh boimem sa mechuvanes. The Mikvah has exactly the right amount of measurement of water, which are 40 sa. But then, nasin sa. Then, additionally, adding on to 41 sa, someone puts in one of these types, let's say the fruit juices, into the Mikvah. And then, v'notl sa, then after he puts in that sa, takes out a sa of possible Mikvah water. Still says the Mishnah Mikvah, hariz akasha. The Mikvah is still going to be valid. Why? You don't have any more 40 saw of kosher mikveh water because the 40 saw that you have now has one saw of fruit juices and you took out now afterwards subsequently a saw of the mikveh water. Still, the original waters, that the fruit juices that were put into the full mikveh, they became batal to the kosher mikveh. So therefore, when then subsequently they take out a saw, it's not going to become pasul. So it comes out retroactively that this mikveh is going to be completed by putting in that saw, those fruit juices, after you take out the saw, it's going to complete it. And that's what Rish Lakish is saying. However, in the equivalent regarding the halacha of netilas yadayim, there it will not be mashlim. Where if, let's say, there was a revius of water, and then someone put in, let's say, these types like the fruit juices into adding another quarter of revius, and then takes out a quarter of revius of regular water, the vessel is going to be pasul for netilas yadayim. Why is netilas yadayim different? Because it's not significant enough a revius to mevatel a quarter revius that falls into it. A full mikveh is something that's a very large quantity that can be mevatel a saw that falls into it. But the revius of water, and you put in another revius of that revius of these fruit juices, and then take out a different revius, it's not going to be enough to nullify, and you don't have a full measurement of revius of kosher water. So that's the equivalent that by the tears of dying is not going to work. Whereas, as we said, by mikveh, That's going to be a case that's going to be kosher, and so too for the Mekir. Additionally, he says that this halacha for mikvah applies even ad rubai. In other words, if let's say they mixed in so much of these other liquids, like these fruit juices, until it's the majority of the mikvah, but not the majority, up until, then by putting in a saw, taking out a saw, putting in, taking out, as long as it's not the majority of the fruit juices, it's even then is going to be kasher. Now, another halacha for Amar Papa on this topic, he says, im kadach bay revius. If let's say they made a hole in the wall of the mikveh and they siphoned off water from there, and in the amount of revius, even though the level of the mikveh water had diminished, where they siphoned off a space in the wall of the mikveh going into a receptacle holding revius, that water of the revius is not even mixed anymore with the mikveh water in that hole because the mikveh water level had diminished. Still, matvilim by mechatim mitinarius in that area of the revius that was siphoned off, one could immerse needles and small little forks that are used to spin gold. Why? It's only in the revius now. It's not being tabled in the kosher mikvah 40 saw. Is hayul me'echsher de mikvah. Since it came from a kosher mikvah, it's just that it's not really connected right now because the mikvah waters had diminished. And since biblically the halacha is that regarding these types of vessels, actually revius is good enough, it's only rabbinically requires a full mikvah 40 saw. But since it came from a kosher mikvah, so therefore that halacha will allow it on the biblical halacha to even be valid in this revius. Continuing on these related halachas of the mikvah waters and the kir waters, Amar b'Yirmi Amar Rish Lakish, he says, may mikvah waters, even if they're not live waters, not from a spring, but rather like the word mikvah means gathered waters, although they weren't mayim she'uvim, they weren't drawn, but they're from rainwater that gathered in one pool, k'shem l'mekir, they're valid to be used if, let's say, they would take the kir and draw the water from the mikveh into the kir to fill it up and to put inside of it so that the kohen could later wash their hands from the kir. It's valid to use the mikveh waters to fill up the kir. That has to gemara lememar. Is that to say the lav mayim chayim ninu, that the kir waters do not require to be live waters, that they to be taken from like a spring? But Ratanya learned in the brisa that's in Taras Kayanim that says v'aker v'kraim yirchatz. It talks about there in the pasuk that the intestines and of the animal have to be washed, as the pasuk says b'mayim, in water, which was part of the sacrifice service, which they would clean it out and then sacrifice it. Which the brisa tells us, when it says it has to be washed in water, it's v'loy b'yayin, not in wine. More, when it says b'mayim in water, means v'loy b'mazik, not even if it was just diluted water and wine together, which two portions of water and one wine, even that's not valid. And b'mayim, when it says in water, it means l'rabba sharmayim, to include even other types of water, meaning even gathered water, like mikvah waters. V'kavochem l'mekir, and for sure, to the kir waters. Says the Gemara, well, my kavochem l'mekir, what does it brace to me when it says, and for sure regarding the kir waters? What's the difference between kir waters and other waters like mikvah waters? Lav demayim chayim ninu? Isn't it because the mikvah waters are live waters, and this is what the Bryce is saying? For sure, mayim chayim, live waters, which are what's used for the kir, for sure that's going to be valid to wash the intestines of the kadoshim. So you see clearly that the kir waters cannot be taken from a mikveh, it has to be taken from live waters, and that's what the Bryce is saying, that it's a kavochem, that they use, that for sure it's a higher level water, to for sure that's what valid to be used to wash the intestines of the kadoshim. So it's like, no, when it says kavochem l'mekir, it means, why is a kavochem that's valid to be used for washing the intestines? Because the kadosh, because they're holy waters. Meaning we're talking about not the types of waters that are fit for the kir, which we thought in the question, mit mayim chayim. We mean the actual waters in the kir is what we're learning from a kavochemer. We're for sure we could wash the intestines with its waters. And what's the kavochemer? Because it's holy waters. For sure holy waters could be used, because we're sanctified in the klisharis of the kir, for sure that can be used to wash the intestines of the kachim. That is the Gemara, the Kaddishi Mal Yusahi. You think the fact that these waters were sanctified in the Kir actually makes it better and more valid to wash the intestines of the Kaddishim, which says it has to be washed in waters? But Vatana Rebbe Shmuel, taught a Brisa that actually says, when it says water, actually, which it says over here by washing the intestines, actually excludes Meikir. Because the Brisa says Maim, it says in the Pasuk water, means She'en Lehem Shem Levi, that it can't have any accompanying name. Which actually Rashi says we don't know what this price is going on. But one thing that we do learn from this price is that when it says in the pasuk, in any pasuk, whichever pasuk it is, mayim water, it means that the waters of a kir are not valid. Because as the price continues, we continue to have a base, yatu me kir, that excludes the waters of the kir, sheyesh lam shem levai, that it has an accompanying name. It's not just called water, it's called waters of the kir. So actually, to the contrary, you can't say kavu chaymer lemekir that that's going to be valid to wash in the intestines if the pasuk by intestine says water. Actually, water cannot have an accompanying name. Which, if it is actually the water in the kir itself, that would actually be invalid for washing it. Elav, so isn't it obvious when the Brice was saying kavu chaymer lemekir? It means the waters that the ruyin lemekir that's fit, which is what required for the waters in the kir. What does that mean? Which waters are better than all the waters we spoke about? Obviously, it's live waters. So that contradicts the halacha we said before, that you could even use the kir waters from the mikvah waters, like Rish Lakish said. Says the Gemara, you're right, but tanoi, it's a machlikas tanoi. And Rish Lakish is not going like this price. Then like Rabbi Yechanan said, make here the kir waters. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says, me mayim hein, like the price we just quoted. Has to be waters from a spring, has to be mayim chayim. And that's what the Brisa meant when it said kavu chaim el meikir, the water that's used for the kir, which is mayim chaim, live water, is for sure that's going to be good to wash the intestines of the kachim. The sages say, they disagree, they say, no, shar mei mesein, the waters of the kir could be even other waters, like Rish Lakish, who said that the kir waters could even be from the waters of a mikvah, which was gathered waters, not live waters. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous mission, which opened up this parak, regarding all the zvachim that the blood was received, the avodah of Kabbalah, or the other avodahs that were done by psulim, that's mechal the avodah, so one of them was aral. If an uncircumcised kain does the avodah, he invalidates the avodah. Says Gemara Menal, where do we know this from? So Rav Chisda, he says, Davazeh, this halacha, mitaris Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamanu. It was not said explicitly in the Torah Shabbiksav, in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, but Mendevi Yecheskel ben Buzlamanu, but we learned it, where it's alluded to, in Nach, in the Sefer of Yecheskel ben Buzi, who taught us this. As the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kol ben Necher, any foreign son, Aral Lev, uncircumcised heart, V'Aral Basa, an uncircumcised flesh, Lo Yavei al Mikdashi, should not come to my temple to do the Avodah. And says the Gemara, Menolim de Machli Avodah, where do we know that not only can he not do the Avodah, but if he does, he desecrates the Avodah? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says previously, Bavayachim b'nei Necher, by your bringing these foreign sons, Aroli Lev, Aroli Basar, these uncircumcised of heart and of flesh, Liyas b'mikdashi, to be my temple, L'chal es basi, to desecrate my house. So we see that an Aroli Basar, someone who's uncircumcised, is Mechal de Avodah. Now, continuing elaborating on this halacha, Tanabon Linda Braisa. The Pasuk says, Ben Necher, a foreign son. So says the Gemara, Yochel Ben Necher Mamash. You would have thought what the Pasuk means literally, a foreigner, meaning a non-Jew. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. No, Tamalayma or a lave. That's what the Pasuk continues says. We mean the uncircumcised of heart. We're invalidating over here a Kayin. But it's just that he's far from his father in heaven. He's uncircumcised of his heart. So imkein mat tamalim ben neches, and why does it define him by calling him this foreigner son? Shenisnakru meisav la'avish abeshmaim, because his actions have been foreign to his father in heaven, meaning he's considered as a nachri, as a foreigner to Hashem, but he's really a kain. He's just not keeping in the ways of Hashem. Now continues the Bryce, and the pasuk tells us ve'ainli ela aralev. So based on this so far, the pasuk, I would only know a kain that has an uncircumcised heart. Aral Basar, but if let's say he's uncircumcised of the flesh, but is a totally righteous person, where, so why is he uncircumcised? Because his brothers died from circumcision, so he can't. But he's really a tzaddik. Minayin, how do we know that even he cannot go ahead and do the avodah? And if he does, mechal. Tamalim of Aral Basar, that's the pasuk teaches, uncircumcised of flesh. It says, the Gemara utzrichim, we needed both cases. Dikas Rechman Aral Basar, had we only said the exclusion of an uncircumcised of flesh, we would say Mishum Demais, because that's considered repulsive by Hashem, someone who's uncircumcised. Aval Aral Lev Delay Mois, but someone who's uncircumcised of heart, who's not as repulsive, Emaloi, I would say that he's not excluded. That's what I have to say, Aral Bas, Aral Lev. And Vyashmin Aral Lev, had we only said the exclusion of the one who's uncircumcised of the heart, Mishum de In Libel Hashemayim, because his heart is not to heaven. Aval Aral Bas, but someone who's only uncircumcised of flesh, De Libel Hashemayim, his heart is to heaven, he's a totally righteous person, he just is not circumcised. Emaloi, I would say he's not excluded. So really, that's where I have to exclude both of them. And again, one of those is those that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that of the Aral of the Basar. Mishnah continued, it said, so to Tamei Pasal. The Kain who's Tamei, he's going to invalidate the Avodah that he does in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Amr Ziknei Darm, the elders of the south said, and they're going on the Lacha of our Mishnah, which we learned in the Mishnah, that if a Tamei does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah, he desecrates the service, he invalidates it. Now, obviously our Mishnah is talking about when the Kain is doing a carbon of an individual. Because if we'd be talking about a carbon tzibur, then actually the carbon could be brought in a state of impurity. So the Ziknei Darim, the elders of the south, are qualifying the halacha of our Mishnah, and they said that Loishan, we didn't learn the invalidation of Tamei regarding the carbon, that it's pasul ela Tamei Sheretz. Only if the carbon became Tamei by coming in contact with a dead Sheretz, with one of the types of vermin that transmit Tumah. But if let's say the kohen became tamei by coming in contact with a corpse, then actually the halacha would be mitech shemeratza betzibur, since even initially, when there's tumah of mess, if regards to a carbon tzibur, it's actually allowed for the kohen to bring it in the state of impurity of tumas mess with a tzibur. So meratza namen biyachid. So there, like itchile, works by the tzibur even initially. So there, when the kohen has tumas mess and he's doing it even for individual, it's going to work after the fact, and it's not going to be machal avoda. And the reason why it's going to work after the fact is because the tzitz, the plate that the kohen wears on his forehead, is going to be meratz, is going to appease for this carbon that the kohen who's tumim mess is bringing for this individual. Now, as Rashi explains, this said it was so obvious to the ziknei dorim that by tumas mess, it's obvious that that is going to work. Because by the tzibur, even initially, and therefore they're saying b'diyevid, it's going to work even for yachad too, and therefore our Mishnah must be only invalidating it b'diyevid, only by tumas sheretz, not by tumas mess, is because the pasuk says b'mayadoy, in its time, which is tumah by carbon tzibur, which the Gemara elsewhere teaches, even if they're in a state of tumah, you got to bring it in its time. Which sounds like, no matter who's tumah, there's two elements by a carbon tzibur. There's the kahanim who bring it, and there's the tzibur who needs the carbon. So it says you got to bring it in its time, even if it's tamei, which means even if the kohen's tamei, whether if the tzibur are tamei. Now, for the fact that the Torah reveals to us elsewhere regarding the tumah of when the owners, which in this case is the tzibur, that when did we permit tumah b'tzibur was when there were mess, when they came in contact with dead people, that's when we permitted the tzibur to bring a carbon in tumah. As we know by the carbon pesach, like it says, ish kiyah tamei lenefesh, if the person was tamei from coming in contact with a corpse, which elsewhere, the Gemara learns from there that tells us only if an individual was tummy lames, he gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. But ain't tzibur nedachin, but the public does not get pushed off. So you see that when do we find that the bailim are merutza, even in a state of tumah by a carbon tzibur, is regarding tumas mes? So to regard the kayin, who is the other element in every carbon, when he's meratza, is also going to be permitted even the ketchila by when he comes in contact with a tumas mes. So must be that the halacha that our Mishnah is saying that's going to be possible even by the Yevit was only by Tumas Sheretz and not by Tumas Mess. And this halacha of the Ziknei Darim, the question then becomes that Ihachi, if that's the case, then it's difficult. Tumas Sheretz Nami, then even if the Kohen became Tummy from his Sheretz, should also be Lasi B'Kavol Chaymer. We should learn that from a Kavol Chaymer, that actually by the carbon Tzibur should be permitted, it should be appeased even initially from a Kavol Chaymer mit Tumas Mess. From a Tamei Mess. Why? Ma Tamei Mess Shetoin Hazoi Shlishi Yishvi. If, when someone comes in contact with a Tumah from a corpse, it's a long, protracted process of purity. He has to spray himself with the ashes of the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7. And still we're saying that Meratze, it would even work initially for the carbon tzibur, whether the Kain's Tamei, whether the Bailam are Tamei. So tummy sheretz. So if they're tummy from a sheretz, she'ena toin hazoa gimel b'shvi. It doesn't require a 7-day purification process of being sprayed day 3 and day 7. All you need to do is immerse in the mikvah and wait for sundown. Ena din shemiratzah. And isn't a kabbal chemer that for sure should be merutzah? So how could they say that likatchile works and b'di'evet likatchile works by a tzibim, b'di'evet works by a yachid, by tumas mes, but by tumas sheretz? No, then it's going to be mechal davoida. Why kabbal chemer that it should not be mechal and it should actually even work even likatchile by the tzibim? From Tamimes. Says the Gemara, no, Kesavri Ziknei Darim, the elders of the south who said that this permissibility would only work by Tumas Mes, they hold Mechaprin Kimiskaprin. Those who do the atonement are those like are like those who are getting the atonement. Meaning, this that we permitted, the halacha of Tumah, that it's not problematic when it's relating to the tzibur to the public, both elements, as we mentioned before, are included in that. The Kohen, who's Mechaper, and the Tzibur, who are there Meskaper. Because as we said, we learned it out from the Gemara in Pesachim, the Vayinzam, and after that it says in the Pesach, Moyadoy, it has to be brought in its designated time, no matter what's going on, even if they're Tamei. So therefore we compare the Kohen to the Tzibur. And therefore we say, mamis kaprin, just like those who are getting atoned. Meaning when we permitted tuma, but when the majority of the tzibur are tame, that was only said tame mess in, that was only said regarding if they're tame from a mess, as we said by the halachas of a karban pesach, which is where we learned it out from, that's tame lenefesh, that a yachid gets pushed off, but not a tzibur, that means a tzibur can bring in a tuma, that's said only regarding tame mess, but tame sheretz lai, if they're tame from a sheretz, we never said that, it will override the laws of tuma. So the same thing applies to the Kayan who's providing the atonement, that when did we say regarding the Tumah of Tzibur that like a Tchil is going to be permitted? It's only Tameh Meis in. It's only when it becomes Tameh from a mess, but Tameh Sheretz light, but not when it became Tameh from a Sheretz. So though seemingly there's a Kavu Chaymer, but that we're saying that we learned it out only from the Tzibur, and just like by the Tzibur only works by Tameh Meis, so too by the Kayan, and that's why, in contrast to the Kayan, it's not going to work like a tchila. And like we said, when he's doing the carbon for the yachid, it's actually giving him a chal when he's tamei from a sheretz, in contrast to tamei meis, even though that's actually more severe of a tama. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, my kesavri, what exactly do the elders of the south hold, where it was so obvious to them that we did not permit the tuma of sheretz when the tzibur became tamei? Because that's what we answered. We said, okay, so regarding the kayin, how do we know that by him, Tomei Sheretz is going to be a problem and not Tomei Mess, because we compare him to the Tzibur. So now the Gemara goes to the next step. So why was it so obvious to the Ziknei Darim that by Tomei Sheretz, it's not going to be permitted when the Rav of the Tzibur becomes Tomei from Tomei Sheretz? And that asks the Gemara why. It should be learned out from a Kavu Chaymer there also. Just like they're permitted by Tomei Mess, for sure they should be permitted by Tomei Sheretz, which is a lighter type of a Tomei. So as the Gemara explains, if they hold ein sheichtin v'zarkin, that we do not slaughter, we do not throw the blood of a korban pesach al on an individual that's tamei sheretz that became tamei from a sheretz, meaning that's a big chiddush, because even though if someone on the 14th of Nisan is tamei from a sheretz, he technically could eat the korban pesach that evening because he could immerse himself that day, and in the evening he'll be tar and be able to eat the korban pesach. However, there are opinions in Masechta Pesachim that hold like this, that the pasuk tells us, ish, any man, ki yi tamal nefesh, that's going to be tamei that day, meaning because he came in contact with a tamei person, which sounds like, even if it's the day 7 of his purification process, meaning that he's tamei still for 7 days, even if that's Erev Pesach, which is really the equivalent of a tamei sheretz, where, because the only thing that the person is lacking on day 7 is to immerse himself and to have the last spring on that day 7. And he can purify himself and he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach that evening. But still the Pasuk is indicating, according to that opinion, that he cannot make the Karban Pesach that day, because it sounds like that if he can't do it that day, even though the next day he'll be valid, doesn't make a difference. We do not slaughter and throw the blood on even the Tamei Sheretz who can eat it that night, like just like the Tamei Mess on day 7. If that's how the Ziknei Darim hold, so then Amai Loi Avdi Tzibur B'Tumas, then why is it that actually is the Ziknei Darim are taking for granted that the Tzibur, when the people are Tamei from Hesheretz, that they cannot have it done B'tumah, and only like they're saying B'tumah Mass, and that's where they're knowing the Kayin from the Tzibur. Why? Hakol Shabiyachan Nitcha, the Talmudic dictum is that wherever it is that an individual gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, then Tzibur Avdi B'tumah. Then the Tzibur could do it in the state of Tumah. Why? Because like we said before, the Pasuk tells us, Ish, an individual who's Tamei, he doesn't do Pesach Rishon, he does Pesach Sheni, which the Torah is saying, but not the Tzibur. The Tzibur has that Tumah, so then they could do it. So if they hold that a Tamei Sheretz gets pushed off, that means to say the Tzibur does not get pushed off, and they could do it in the state of Tumah. So if that's the case, so then we should say that the Tzibur also could do it in a state of Tumah for Tamei Sheretz too. So then we should learn a Kohen from there, and then Kohen also should be allowed, not just by Tamei Mes, but even Tamei Sheretz, not like the way we explained the Halach of our Mishnah. So Elra, this says the Gemara, obviously they hold like the other man d'amar. Kesarbi, they hold shachtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz, that we do slaughter and we do throw the blood for a carbon pesach for an individual who became tamei from a sheretz. Why? Since that evening, he will be able to eat the carbon pesach. Oh, so therefore, the Ziknei Darim hold that the tzibur that are tamei from a sheretz, they also are not permitted to enter in the azara in the state of impurity. Rather, what they have to do is that they have to send their karbanas to the Azara, and the Kahanim who are Tahar will bring their karban. And then the Tzibur that are Tamei Sheretz, they'll immerse in the mikvah that night. They'll be Tahar, and they'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Because actually, for them who are Tamei Sheretz, Tuma was not overridden. It was not permitted. Because only in the situation where, had they not been permitted, they would be pushed off, that's when they're allowed to do it. But here they wouldn't be pushed off, because actually, just like a Yachid, they actually could bring the karban, so they can't do it in the state of Tumah. So therefore, by Tamei Mes, which not permitted for them to eat in the evening, there was actually permitted for them the halachas of Tumah. And it's not a problem. And the Kohanim could also bring in the state of Tumah. But by Tumah Sheretz, we did not say that. And the reason, like we said, is because there's no Kal Vachomer to go ahead and permit Sheretz in the state of Tumah, because they could do it in the state of purity, because they could send it and have the Kohanim or Torah to bring it. So therefore, that answers the question for the Zikni Darim, why it's not a Kal Vachomer, because yes, just like not only the Kohen who learned that from the Tzibur, but also the Tzibur, they actually do not, they cannot override the laws of Tumas Sheretz. We only find they could override the laws of Tumas Mes. The reason why I can't override the Tumas of Sheretz is because actually they don't get pushed off if they're Tumas Sheretz. Just like an individual won't get pushed off because he could send it with a Kayan that's Tahar, and therefore we don't find the laws of Tumah being Hutra by the Tzibur, who are the Meskaper, and therefore we don't find it by the Mechaper either, and therefore only the Kayan who's Tumas Mes will actually be able to bring it even like a Tchila by the Tzibur, in contrast to the laws of Tumas Sheretz, which, yeah, paradoxically, is actually more severe, and like we said regarding a yachid, will actually be machal the avodah that he's bringing for his carbon. However, Amma Ula. Ula says, Takalahu Rish Lakish Lidiramai. Rish Lakish screamed a large voice on the elders of the south, meaning he vehemently protested regarding their opinion that they were saying. He said as follows, V'chi eze kayach meruba, which strength is greater to override Tuma? Would you say koich mechaprin, the strength of the one who is atoning, meaning the kayin? Or koich miskaprin, or the strength of those who get the atonement, meaning the bialim, the tzibur, the people? Havalaima koich miskaprin, you would say it's the strength of those who get the atonement. As Rish Lakish is going to explain, the reason for that is because an individual who's tamei sheretz, as we just mentioned before, he could send his carbon to the azar. Like we said, sheikh the mezerk and al tamei sheretz, the zignei darm hold, if someone's tummy in the 14th of Nisan, he could send it into the Azara and have the Kohen go ahead and bring his carbon, although he himself is tummy sheretz, because he'll just immerse and he'll be able to eat the carbon Pesach at the night time. In contrast, the Kohen, who's the mechaper, who's doing the atoning, if he's tummy with his sheretz, as we explained in our Mishnah, he's going to be puzzle. As we said, tummy puzzle, we explained this in the case of tummy sheretz. So obviously the strength of overriding tummy is greater by the mechaper than the mechaper. So therefore, it says Rish Lakish, so if in the situation where when the owner becomes tamei with the sheretz, mishalchen carbon nesayin, we say they could send their carbon. Yet kain shenit mu b'sheretz einam ratza, the kain that became tamei the sheretz, as we say in our Mishnah, cannot provide appeasement. So then you have the following problem: makim shenit mu b'al mes. So in the situation when the owner became tamei with a mes, talochel she'ein mishalchen carbon nesayim, that then they cannot send their carbones. Because as we said, an individual that has Tumas Mes cannot send his Karban Pesach to the Azara to have it slaughtered for him. Rather, as the Pasuk teaches regarding the Karban Pesach, as the Gemara Pesachim talks about, he gets pushed off to Pesach Shein, like the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, Kiyeh, if a person is going to be Tumas Mes, he doesn't do it now, he does it by the 14th of Iyar. Even though the strength of the Bailam is greater than that of the Kohen, as we find by Sheretz. So if that's the case, so Kohen Shenit B'Bemes, so a Kohen who's lower strength than a Baal, if he becomes tummy from a mess, ain't a din she ain't a merasa, isn't a kavochemer that he should not provide atonement for the bialim, because his kayach is even less than that of bialim by sheretz. So why does Ziknei Darim say that the kayin who's tummy from mess will be merasa by yachid, since it's merasa by the tzibur? But based on the logic that I'm saying, it can't be. If the bialim, who the miskabim, have a greater strength, tummy's mess does not work for them, so for sure by the kayin it can't work. Says the Gemara, Ksavri Ziknei Darim, the elders of the south held that actually Tamei Meis Nami, actually an individual who is Tamei from MS, actually Mishalach Karbonais, he actually sends his Karbonais, meaning if he did send his Karbon Pesach to the Azara, even though he's in the middle of his Tamei Meis, let's say on day 3, and they slaughter and they throw the blood, he actually will be exempt from bringing the Karbon Pesach in by Pesach Sheni, even though he can't eat from it. But still, the Ziknei Darim hold, eating from the Karban Pesach is not ma'akif, it does not withhold the validity. Now, initially you're right, the Torah definitely is telling us that he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And it's the Tzibur that will only be able to do it in the state of Tumah. Now, however, the fact is, the Kohen that's providing atonement for the Karban Yachid, since he's Meratza by the Tzibur, even initially in the state of Tumas Mes, so he will be able to provide atonement for the Yachid, if he's Tumah Mes, after the fact, because yes, the Meskaprin also after the fact will work by Tumas Mes. So therefore, the kain could also work after the fact by tamas mes. And the reason why we know is because we find that the kain by even like a tchila by the tzibur, so they've b'di'evet also by the yachid. And it's not refuted to say, well, the meskaben doesn't work, because actually they hold meskaben actually does work b'di'evet. So Rashi Gemara asks, how can you say that? For k'siv, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, ish ki yir tamei, any person that's going to be tamei at the time of the 14th of Nisan, as the pasuk continues later on, so ba'asa pesach, he has to make a different carbon pesach. When? B'chaydish hasheni b'gaymer, in the second month in ear. So obviously you see that he does get pushed off. How do you say that it's going to work when he brings it, even as a tamei meis, as a yachid b'di'evet? So the Gemara, the mitzvah, the Zikna Derm hold, that's only initially as a mitzvah to do a pesach sheni, but if he does it after the fact, it will be valid. That's just the Gemara, but how can you say that? But the pasuk says in Shemais, ish a man, as we continue to mechovi gemel men aleph lefi achloi, according to how much is fit to eat. Then the pasuk says tochesu lav, which is then you slaughter it. This guy who can't eat because he's a tamei meis, he's not going to become tarv for another few more days. So how can you say that you could? It'll work the slaughtering of the carbon pesach and throwing the blood for him. So it's the Gemara lemitzvah. Zikne derm hold, that's also only lemitzvah, but after fact it will be valid. That is the Gemara ulakuvi lo. You tell me that it will not be ma'akiv. But Vitanya learned the Brayse that says b'michsas nafashis, which the word michsas, as we find michsas erkecha and v'yikra, means according to the number of the people. Melameda teaches, says the Brayse, she'ena pesach nishchet elimnuyev. The carbon pesach could only be slaughtered for those who are counted; they were already signed on to be part of this carbon pesach. Continues the Brayse, shachtur shlo elimnuyev, if it was slaughtered not for those who were counted on the carbon pesach, yochel yehei ka'ir al mitzvah. You would think it's just like violating a mitzvah. But it's not going to invalidate the carbon. Therefore, the pasuk repeats and says that the word techesu, hakas of shana lov la'akav, the pasuk repeats the word techesu, which could again mean slaughtering or also can mean the number, which it says it two times to say that it's ma'akav. So therefore, we know if it's slaughtered for not those who are counted on the carbon pesach, it's going to be pasul. Moreover, ve'iskish eichel lemenuyin, the pasuk equates those who can eat the carbon pesach to those who are counted on the carbon pesach. Just like those who are counted, we just said in the Brisa are ma'akiv, so too to be able to eat it is also ma'akiv. Meaning if it's slaughtered for those who are tamei, or an oral, or an elderly person, or a sick person who can't eat from it, it's going to be pasul, even if they're counted on it, because the pasuk of lefi achli is in that same pasuk of nuyin, which we're saying is ma'akiv, and the pasuk equates to two of them. So it's like, well, zikne drum le'makshi, they don't make that hakash, they don't compare the two. And therefore they still hold that lefi achli is only a mitzvah, but b'di'evet it will work, and therefore it will work b'di'evet for tamei meis, even the yachid, so therefore it works for the kain, mechapren, like the meskapren. So still the Gemara asks, but v'chile makshi nami, even if the zikne drum don't make the hakash that we were just asking from, and they hold that a tamei meis could send his karbanas after the fact, and it'll work, but mahan nami is lu'pircha. But still the original question that we asked is still difficult on their opinion. Where they're explaining the Mishnah is talking about when is a kain who's tummy going to be mechal davaydo, when is a tummy sheretz. But a kain that's tummy mess, then he's saying, oh, that'll work after the fact because the tzitz will be meratz, will appease from it. But that's a problem because even they agree that initially the Torah tells us that a tummy mace should get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And regarding a tummy sheretz, we said before that there the contrast is that even the ketchilo, sheikh the mezerkin, the ziknei darim hold. So therefore, ask the Gemara in the Zikne Darim, Uma b'makim, shenitmu b'ayil b'sheretz. If regarding an individual person who's tamei as an owner from the Tumah of Sheretz, the halacha is, as we find b'karban Pesach, shemishalcha, karban the same like etchila, that we could send the karbanis even initially, yet in spite of that, as we're explaining our Mishnah, kain shenitmu b'sheretz, einim ratza, but the kain, the mechaper, when he's tamei sheretz, it's not going to provide atonement, he's going to be even mechalit im b'di'evet. So the Kavach Hamer tells us, Samakim shenitmu b'ayil b'mes. So in the situation where the owner becomes tummy from a mess, she'ein meshalchel kabin the same likatchila, at least it's still less than tummy sheretz, where yeah, you answered before that the b'di'evet will work, but initially we do not send it, he definitely gets is supposed to get pushed up to Pesach Sheni. So kain shenitmu b'mes, so the kain, when he's tummy from a mess, ein adin she'ein meratza, isn't a Kavach Hamer, that should not be able to provide ritzui from a Kavach Hamer from sheretz. Because sheretz is even more valid by the yachid, and not valid by the kain. So by mes, which is less valid by the yachid, for sure shouldn't be valid by the kain. And therefore, that is definitely a question on the opinion of the Zikne Darm, who they're qualifying and saying that the halacha of our Mishnah, of the kain invalidating by the karban of a yachid, only if it's tummy sheretz and not tummy mes, because they learned it out from the halacha that he has regarding the tzibur, and that it's difficult, like we just pointed out in the Gemara, because as we find from the Miskapin, whereby the yachid, tummy mes is less than tummy sheretz, and if tummy sheretz, the kain does not work, and it's going to be mechal for sure by tummy mes, it should be mechal da'avodah.